My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
If you missed the open to the show, Seth told a story about him buying a golf bag autographed by Kevin Booth, a former NFL offensive lineman who went to Cornell.
Yeah.
You bought it.
Younger than me, too. That's made it even weirder.
Yeah, so I'm assuming this is like a Cornell-based charity event, maybe, that you were raising money at.
Yeah, I was at a Cornell golf tournament, and there was an item up, and it wasn't getting any bids. So I was like, oh, I'll get it started. I'll get it rolling. And then I won the damn thing.
You wound up with
something I really didn't want. But way more than I could have had it made custom for.
Text message. Hey, Seth. Did you give that golf bag back to Kevin Booth since it already had his name on it and he could use it at the gym and people would know that it's his? It was a golf bag. It wasn't a gym bag.
That would be even better if he kept his golf
clubs
bag
into
at the gym. Yeah, it wasn't a gym bag. Right. I could have had use for that. Right. I go to the gym.
Right. The thing about it wasn't so much the Kevin Booth autograph. It's the fact that you never golf.
I don't golf. And this thing was like a big, ostentatious, like Rodney Dangerfield style deal. It might as well have had speakers on it and everything else. It was big and white and red, and it had a big signature on it. player that I had to explain to people who it was.
Who he was. Oh, that's the best.
It was Ed Marinero? Well, yeah. No, but still, very respectable, good player. Yes.
Yeah. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday morning. Appreciate you getting up with us. So we talked extensively yesterday about this pitching staff. Big topic. Justin Verlander has not looked like Verlander. He's got an ERA of nearly 7 since he returned from the injured list. So, look, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, Verlander clearly is not one of their 3 or 4 best pitchers right now. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, specifically with Verlander. But I put this poll up yesterday because the Astros could and likely will find themselves in a wild card round for the first time the first time in the history of this team in a 162-game season.
In the three-game one.
The three-game wild card, not the one-game wild card. Yeah, the best 2 out of 3. So the question I posed to Astro fans, if the playoffs started tomorrow, the Astros would be in a best-of-3 wild card series with the Royals. No-brainer that you start Framber and Hunter in games 1 and 2. I think we can all agree on that, right? There's no poll necessary for that. Those are 2 of the starters. If there were
Hunter with a respectable amount of postseason experience at this point, too.
For a young guy, sure.
Yeah, for a young guy.
Yep. If there were a decisive game 3, who starts? Verlander, these are the choices. Verlander, Arrigetti, Yusei Kikuchi, Ranel Blanco. Who, Seth Payne, do you think won this poll?
I am guessing that... and thank you for giving me the definition of majority last week. I think in a majority, an actual majority, over 50% of the votes, I think Kikuchi won.
Give me a number. Because you're on track. Give me a number.
Okay, there's 4.
Yeah.
Blanco probably didn't get many at all.
4% for Blanco, yeah.
Okay, I think Verlander got some probably based on sentimentality and playoff experience, even though on the whole, it's not like he's dominant in the playoffs.
He was second.
I'm guessing.
Yep. Or he was third. Verlander, he was third, sorry, yeah.
He was third. Yeah. Who was the other option?
Arrighetti. He was second.
Oh, yeah, Arrighetti. Arrighetti, boy. I guess some people maybe aren't completely convinced that Kikuchi is a different dude now that he's with the Astros and all of their guidance and analytics and whatnot. I bet Kikuchi got like 65% of the votes.
60.1%. That fits in. Yeah, you get a ding for that. Good job. Yeah, 60? How about that? Think about this poll right now. So the results were Kikuchi, and there's over 1,000 votes in this thing, so there's a good amount of Astro fans jumped in on this. There's still 5 hours left if you want to get out and vote. Kikuchi got 60, a little over 60%. Arrighetti, a little over 22%. Verlander, 13.5%. And Blanco, just a little over 4% of the vote. The interesting things about this are two things. One, that Arrighetti is, if someone had told you like 2 months ago, Spencer Arrighetti would be getting 10% more than Justin Verlander in a vote like this.
Right.
Even injured Verlander. Like, even with Verlander on the IL, you would have said, you're crazy. But Kikuchi getting 60%, this is a redemption story for Dana Brown. This was a widely panned trade. People were calling this, I think inaccurately, but calling this the D-Hop trade because of what they gave up to get a guy who in his previous 8 starts had an ERA of like 9. Kikuchi was terrible when they traded for him. And now he's getting 60% of the vote from Astro fans as the preference to start a decisive Game 3, if there were one, in a poll that includes Justin Verlander in it.
Hmm.
He's got nearly 5 times the vote as Justin Verlander.
For what it's worth, I think Kikuchi... Now, we're talking between Arrighetti and Kikuchi. Arrighetti has no major league playoffs experience.
Zero.
Kikuchi only has 1 2/3 innings.
Yeah,
basically zero. Didn't start the game, came in versus the Minnesota, I believe, and pitched 1 2/3 innings. So it's not like because he's a veteran, he's also got boatloads of experience more than Spencer Arrighetti. But obviously with his overall experience as a major league pitcher, I just feel better about him. Given recent performance and everything else, I would feel better about him than Arrighetti. And with Verlander, like right now, the way he looked in that last start, if we're talking right now, you just can't trust that he's going to go out and put in a winning effort in a playoff game. It might very easily change over the next several games if he gets his velocity back, et cetera. I'm encouraged that he went 100 pitches the other day, so it might just all be a matter of getting his mechanics right, and he's shown the ability to do that time and time again in his career.
Yeah.
But right now, I just feel way better about Kikuchi.
You start to think about it, and if Verlander... I mean, I suppose if Verlander's not starting for you in a wild card round, in a best of three, there has to be a conversation of, is he on the roster for that series? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, do you start to, like, Verlander at age 41 or whatever he is, early in the postseason, do you have him on the roster and mess around with him coming in and pitching 2 random innings when he might be your 4th starter in the next round of the playoffs? You know what I mean? Like, he might not, if Verlander's not going to start a game for you, he might not be of use in a best of three series, which is a crazy conversation to have.
Might not even be on the roster. You've got to be dialed in on every little thing because there's no time. It's not like the Phillies World Series where eventually your pitching is going to catch up to the opponent.
Yeah.
You've got to have your very best out there at any given time.
Yeah.
It's 3 games.
Yep.
One bad performance by a pitcher could be the end of it.
That's it, man. That's it. Yeah, so Kikuchi, good job, Dana Brown. You traded for the pitcher that everybody wants to start a playoff game now.
Spillane was good. I was glad that I was getting out there in my opinions over Kikuchi and getting a little on the extreme side. I was never at the DeAndre Hopkins side of things.
No.
Spillane kind of talked me down a little bit. It was good because, I had you fanning the flames, and then the next day you were out for some reason, and Spillane came in and talked sense to me.
Yeah, Spillane is the sensible one when it comes to these things, for sure.
He's annoyingly sensible at times.
Yeah,
he's like the actually valid well actually. He gives you a well actually, and I'm like, hey, don't be well actually guy, even though I can 100% see that you're correct to be well actually
right.
me now.
If Spillane ever asked me for career advice, I would say, you need to be less sensible. You got a hot take a little more, Spo. Come on now, join us.
He's not afraid to anger people. I think the one thing about, which is good for Spillane, he's going to tell you the flat out truth
yep,
in his will. Eyes. Spencer Arrighetti, I guess the one thing I would say is I think maybe there's a perception that he more consistently goes deeper into games, which is true over the course of the last couple months. But we're talking, oh, Spencer Arrighetti can give you six, whereas Kikuchi is typically only come in for 5 2/3 innings until his last outing where he went 7 innings.
Yeah.
I'm not as worried about that. I'm just I want overall experience, freshness, and performance right now.
I'd pick
splitting
Kikuchi.
The hairs between those two.
I think you and I are on the same page. I would pick Kikuchi in this poll with the 60% here.
And especially in a three-game series. Yeah. Theoretically, you're not as worried about your relievers' arms. You know, you don't need your starters to go as deep into games.
Well, I had a few people say I wouldn't even look at any of these guys as a starting. But I'd have a bullpen game and maybe start one of them and piggyback or something like that. You know, just to.
Oh yeah, because if you go full bore analytics into it, I mean, look, we are the team of committee no hitters. We very well understand that there's times where, yeah, your best option is to just throw out a bunch of fresh relievers and do it. That's a really interesting option.
Yeah, that's like if there were a fifth choice, I would have put that on there. Get it together, Twitter. Give us five choices on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Polls. Text message. Lost my job yesterday. Got up to exercise and listened to Payne and Pendergast. Took yesterday to sulk, and now I'm hitting the streets today to find something else. Thanks for the early morning laughs, guys.
I'll tell you what. Thanks for the pep talk, man. I just got a pep talk from a guy, an inadvertent pep talk from a guy who just lost his job, or lady. I think it was a guy. He's up there, took one day to sulk. That's perfect.
Yes.
He just, all right, it's okay. Absorb it. It's okay to feel bad. And then the next day he's up at dawn working out and getting ready to go find another job. Good for you, man.
I will tell this to, if I were talking to this guy personally, which I feel like I am right now, I've been fired once in my life. It was February 23rd, 2007. Our company that I was vice president of sales for got purchased that day. So they didn't need my ass anymore. They had a VP of sales already, probably one that was better than me. That was the very same day that I got the phone call to get my first offer to do radio. So the very day that I got fired, man, was the same day that I got a phone call from Chance McClain. And he said, hey, man. We're starting this, don't tell anybody, but there's a bunch of us that are going to start up this radio station, and your name came up to give a tryout to maybe do a little afternoon drive. And I said,
did you fight down your internal urges and did you say, well, I'll have to think about it?
No.
Lot of obligations here.
I was very honest. Probably too much. Well, the first thing I knew was, okay, a startup radio station. I'm not going to be able to hold their feet to the fire with my with my zero experience to try to get more money. So I was
having a startup newspaper.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, I had to come to grips with the 80% pay cut that I was about to get for saying yes to this crazy thing. I told Chance, I was like, man, this is what I hope inspires our listener here. If he had caught me a month earlier or a month later, he caught me on that day. That's why I said yes. Yeah. If he had caught me a month earlier, because it was a completely irresponsible thing to do financially. Like, I literally made so much less money starting out in radio, but it was always a dream. And I figured I'm never going to get this phone call again. And there was a lot of negotiating with myself that had to go on because I had to move back to Houston and my kids were going to stay in Chicago. There was a lot of broken glass. But he caught me at my lowest moment, and I said, you know what? If I don't say yes to it right now, I'm never going to say yes to this.
You'll never say. You'll be thinking about it. You'll be a grumpy
forever.
Old man in a bar.
Could have been
someday,
a radio.
Boring the guy next to you about what you could have been.
Yes. Yeah. That's 100%, Seth. That's what I thought. I'm like, if I don't say yes to this, I'm going to hate myself.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I can't tell you how many times I wish I'd get fired from this job. So something actually interesting in my life could come up.
Don't get fired.
I want to keep doing
the show with you. Don't get fired.
I've kind of tried before in the past and it didn't work out. So
I don't know you guys can't see any of the
You could do that. How many times would Seth have to curse on the air to get fired? I think Seth is very well regarded around here. I think
probably until I run out of dump.
Yeah, it'd probably have to be something where you're intentional. Like Seth is intentionally doing it, like tying the trophy to his bumper.
Dump.
Good job, Ben.
I did a move once where I thought I was going to get fired, and the person that I was doing the move to got fired because I was so angry at that person.
Oh,
I think it all kind of flipped out.
That is funny.
I didn't intend to do it.
No.
I wasn't Machiavellian in it or anything. I was genuinely disgruntled about something.
Okay, I was going to say, man, that's some Game of Thrones stuff right there.
No. Yeah. This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think that for anybody out there, it is true. A lot of times we get into these ruts where you're just kind of going along and you're like, all right, well, I'm not really. It is an opportunity, even though it might not feel like
hell
it at
yeah,
that
man,
moment.
Yeah,
it's a huge opportunity. Sometimes getting knocked down is a really good time to reassess.
Dude.
And just like our young friend who's out there looking for a job after his workout this morning, man, just attack it that way.
Do it, man.
It's an opportunity. Might not feel like it. And listen, if you gotta look. Your credit rating will survive, okay? It'll be a little blemish for a few weeks. Do whatever you got to do to make it through the next few months. Don't listen. Call them up and say, like, hey, can we modify this a little bit or something? But do not be a slave to the credit ratings. That'll recover quickly as long as you're not going Chapter 7.
That's the next chapter in my pep talk to this guy. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
'Cause mine took a pounding as I invested heavily in myself to keep this radio dream alive.
Yeah, I'm not saying to abandon your debts, but you got some leeway here.
And it's way better now. I'm doing fine now. But yeah, like there were some lean times, man, for sure. But don't be afraid.
Their biggest threat is, hey, we're going to take away your ability to get you into even more financial trouble down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you going to borrow too much money? If your credit rating goes down,
start mailing you credit card offers again sometime down the road. Don't worry. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Let's do some headlines coming up next. The Astros play tonight. Texans beginning to get ready. We got to keep an eye. The injury report today is something to keep an eye. We'll talk about it all in headlines coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.